Right. So you know how much we love to really get into the nitty-gritty of things here? And today we're doing a deep dive into something super practical, especially for those of us lucky enough to be enjoying those Melbourne summers. We're talking all things sun safety, but not just the usual, splip, slop, slap. We're going deeper into understanding the UV index
Interesting.
and how to really make it work for us.
Yeah, that's important, I think,
Because let's be real, that Aussie sun is no joke.
No, it's not.
We've got some great Sorg material today that's going to help us break down
Okay.
not just what the UV index is, but how to use it to actually stay safe and have fun in the sun
I like that.
without, getting fried to a crisp.
Yes, definitely. And I think it's so easy to underestimate the power of the sun down here,
Mm-hmm.
especially I think for people who are maybe visiting from overseas
Right.
or, even other parts of Australia where the sun isn't quite as strong.
Yeah. You might be surprised to know that Melbourne actually has a higher rate of skin cancer
Yeah.
than a lot of European cities.
It's wild.
It is wild, right? It's that intense.
Yeah, and it's not just on those
Yeah.
scorching hot days.
Right.
Even on those days that feel mild or a
Yes.
little bit cloudy.
Right. Those sneaky ones.
Yeah, exactly. You can still get burned really badly.
So, okay, we keep mentioning this UV index, but for anyone who might not be totally familiar with it, can you kind of break down what exactly?
So basically, the UV index is like a weather forecast, but sp specifically for sunburn risk. So it measures how strong the sun's ultraviolet radiation is at a specific time and place. And so the higher the UV index, the more intense the sun's rays and the faster you can get sunburned.
And it's not just about how hot it feels.
Yeah, you can't actually feel UV radiation.
Gotcha. That makes total sense. Okay, so now that we know what it is, how do we actually check this UV forecast?
Well, just like you would with a regular weather forecast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there are tons of apps and websites you can use. Even some weather reports will include the UV index. One website that we found that's really user-friendly is uvindex.io.
Uvindex.io. Okay, I'll check that out.
It's really cool. You just like put in your location and it tells you what the current UV index is.
That's so handy.
Yeah, it's super easy.
I've always just kind of relied on sunscreen and trying to stay in the shade when the sun feels strong. But I've definitely had those moments where I've totally misjudged it and ended up with a really bad sunburn.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's the worst.
Yes.
Have you ever found yourself kind of second guessing the index?
Sometimes, especially on those cloudy days where the UV index might be higher than you would expect. But I think that just goes to show that, you really do have to pay attention to it because those UV rays can penetrate through the clouds.
That's a good reminder.
So even when it's overcast,
Right.
we still need to be sun smart.
So we know the index is important. We know how to check it. What are the best ways to actually protect ourselves besides, just hiding inside all summer?
Well, sunscreen is obviously a big one. Make sure you're using a broad spectrum sunscreen with an SPF of 30 or higher and reapplying it every 2 hours.
Every 2 hours. Wow.
Especially after swimming or sweating. But beyond sunscreen, seeking shade is really important, especially during those peak UV hours, which are typically between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. And then, of course, don't forget protective clothing. So things like a wide-brimmed hat, sunglasses, and lightweight long-sleeve shirts can make a huge difference.
I never used to be a hat person.
Really?
I know it's funny. I used to think they were just a fashion statement, and now I never leave the house without one during the summer.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's crazy how much of a difference it makes.
Oh, yeah.
So to wrap things up, it's clear that sun safety in Melbourne is not something to mess with.
No.
The UV index is an essential tool. And thankfully, we've got resources like uvindex.io to keep us informed. Any other final thoughts?
I think it really all comes down to making sun protection a habit. So think about how you can integrate checking the UV index into your daily routine. Maybe it's part of your morning check along with the weather, or maybe you set a reminder on your phone. The key is to make it effortless so you can really enjoy those Melbourne summers safely.
Great advice. Thanks for joining me for this deep dive.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next time.
See you then.